You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's June 5th, Thursday. From the devastating China earthquake to the Myanmar cyclone, we've seen and heard about the death and destruction from afar, but many journalists witness it up close, usually one or the other. But Paul Danahar, the BBC's Asia bureau chief, covered both. Paul, good morning. And you say the one striking difference between the two catastrophes was the smell?
Yeah, well, a month after the cyclone in Burma, there are still rotting corpses, thousands of them, all across the Irrawaddy Delta, lying around in people's villages, lying around in rivers and in inlets, because they simply haven't been cleared by the government. It was in stark contrast to the Chinese, who within a few days had either handed the bodies back to people that were still alive so they could be buried properly, so the families could begin the process of healing and get on with their grief, or they dug mass graves and they put those bodies inside, they covered them with lime, they covered them back over again, and it was a real difference. I mean, within China, that you got a sense they were dealing with the death and trying to help people move on. In Burma, they just left people's relatives to rot next to them in their houses.
Now, let's begin with Burma and the cyclone there. You actually snuck into the country, but you didn't manage to stay there that long.
No, I was there for about a week, but I did what most people don't do. I went live. I put my face and name on the television. I did that because it was pretty apparent as soon as we got there that the generals were lying about their relief operation. I've covered the tsunami, the earthquakes in Pakistan and Iran, cyclones in Orissa. I knew what a relief operation looked like, and I wasn't seeing one, and I felt that it was important to basically, if you make that kind of accusation, you've got to put a face to it if you're going to add credibility to it. And as soon as I put my face on the screen, they had the military intelligence and the special branch after me. And after a week, they tracked me down and deported me.
And what are you hearing about the effort there now? Do you think there is a real relief operation taking place?
No. The relief operation, such as it is, when they built some camps and some tented areas for people, they're now closing them down and forcing people back into the areas they fled from. There was a remarkable comment this week by some of the generals that people could go back and eat the edible frogs that they found in their communities. I mean, it's really quite remarkable. I mean, China and Burma are actually very close. They have a similar kind of take on many things, but they didn't have a similar kind of take on how to deal with their disaster. The Chinese, who are, you know, have got as much to worry about when it comes to foreign influence in many ways as the Burmese may think they do, they opened the country up. They took aid where they needed it. There were Japanese rescue teams wandering around in Beichuan where we were. There was none of that going on in Burma, and they really couldn't cope on their own.
It really is a study in contrast, but it's also worth mentioning, of course, that China has a lot at stake this year with all of the attention being paid to the upcoming Olympics. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, but then they had to put the resources in place long before then to deal with this. I mean, everything that they seemed to have looked brand new, whether it was the uniforms, the cutting machines, the machinery for lifting and digging. They'd obviously put money into this a while ago. No one knows when there's going to be a natural disaster. So I think this is more a case of China spending the money that it has, $1 trillion it has in reserves, preparing for these kind of things, because it does happen in China. There was an earthquake 32 years ago, and the Chinese pretty much covered it up.
Paul Danahar, BBC's Asia Bureau Chief. Thank you.
Amazing stuff.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.